One final segment here on Wildcat Insider. John Kurtz and the voice of the Cats, Wyatt Thompson, with you. Baylor has lost Seth Russell for the season. We talked quite a bit about that in Hour 1, and we'll talk about it next week, I'm sure, as we get ready for K-State and Baylor, which is a week from Thursday. Cats have the week off. But the other big story from the conference today on what's been a big news day is that 7 games into the season, Paul Rhodes is replacing Mark Mangino as the offensive coordinator at Iowa State. He also, in conjunction with that, decided to name Joel Lanning, the starting quarterback there over Sam Richardson. So apparently the debate or the disagreement between Mangino and Rhodes is over who should be the quarterback. Sam Richardson, who's been there for what seems like 10 years, or Joel Lanning, who's the new up-and-coming quarterback at Iowa State.
It's a very interesting story on a lot of different levels, isn't it? And I think what was a little bit said today, even though they didn't go into a large amount of detail about it, was that Coach Rhodes talked a little bit about setting down with Mark Mangino apparently this morning and talking about the two deep, like the two deep depth chart.
Mm-hmm.
Speculation certainly is over those two quarterbacks, but the way he said it made it sound like they were not on the same page in several other areas. Maybe it is just the quarterback. We don't know. But that I'm not going to kid you. I was taken aback by the move. I don't think that's Paul Rhodes under normal circumstances. And yet, you know, he's got to do what he thinks is right, because there are a lot of people that say he's under the
– Oh, yeah.
Under a lot of pressure right now.
No, Paul Rhodes has got to do whatever he thinks is best to try and keep his job, because I think he's firmly in the crosshairs as far as that's concerned. I could see, just speculating here, but this might be different than some situations where you have an offensive coordinator that you're going to disagree with, who is a guy that has not been a head coach and not been a successful head coach in the same conference, mm-hmm. in a similar environment as you. I mean, with Mark Mangino being at a school that's typically in the bottom of the Big 12 in Kansas, much like Iowa State has typically been at the bottom of the Big 12 and having the success he did, I would think that there is a certain amount of ego that goes along with that. And so if you're disagreeing with a guy in Paul Rhodes who's never had the success you've had in a similar situation, I guess I'm saying I could see how the heads would butt pretty quick.
Okay. Based on what you just said, now let me throw this one your way and have you break this one down. Because Tommy Mangino was kept on the staff.
Yeah. That is, yes. Tommy Mangino is still on the staff at Iowa State.
So what do you make of that?
Does it
matter at all? I guess that is the question that I'm asking you, or asking anyone, in that I don't know if it's – I'm not sure even how to say it. I don't think it's anything personal. It's all about, you know, being the head coach. I'm the guy that needs to decide this.
Right.
You know, and there was clearly a disagreement. It wasn't personal. Is that the way you should look at it, do you think?
It's hard. It's really hard to know. And, you know, Mangino's had – I don't want to say too much about – I mean, Mangino's had a reputation as being a tough guy to get along with at Kansas, too. I mean, there's some things, I think, at play here that at least lead you to speculate about what's going on there at Iowa State. And I'm curious to see if we get more on what actually has happened, because Paul Rhodes really publicly declined to get into too much detail with that with reporters today. So we don't know a whole lot, but I wonder where Mark Mangino will surface next. That will be something interesting to watch.
And I think he will in time, don't you?
Probably, and I thought he'd be a guy that would be a candidate for a head coaching job if he stuck it out at Iowa State another couple of years in the offense.
Mm-hmm.
It ended up being okay, and I haven't watched a whole lot of Iowa State this year, but from what I watched against Baylor, granted it was once they got down 35-0, but their offense actually started to look fairly impressive in that game, and I don't know. I'm more impressed with their offense than their defense. I'll say that much.
Yeah, and I guess that's why, for me personally, the news coming out of the Big 12 teleconference today was indeed that, just based on what you said, because I think, you know, they're not the only team to ever get behind 35-0 against Baylor, mm-hmm. and yet they still, you know, played pretty well offensively in the game. Now, up until this point in time, they hadn't been as good offensively as I think that they felt like they were going to be,
right,
or should have been. But Crazy story, though.
It is.
Yeah.
Upcoming Big 12 schedule this week. Really, the best game looks to be Oklahoma State at Texas Tech. Cowboys get arguably their toughest test so far this year.
Yeah. And I wouldn't be surprised if they went to Tech and won the game. Wouldn't be stunned with a loss. I think this will be a tight, tough game. Tech is always a little bit different animal in Lubbock, as we know. It'll be a fun game to watch.
After that, things really get fun in the Big 12. That's when we start getting all the big boys, top four in the conference, playing each other.
That's it.
Week 10 and on. For Wyatt and Brandon, I'm John. Thanks for listening to Wildcat Insider.